the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The sign-up period for a new cost-share program for irrigation wells in southwest Georgia is now open. The Georgia Farm Bureau reports the Drought Source Water Alternatives Program, or SWAP, is designed to install deep aquifer wells for irrigators who rely on surface water in the lower Flint River Basin. Just visit the Drought SWAP webpage to learn more, check eligibility, and submit an application. The deadline is December 15th. John Deere announced it is investing $29.8 million to begin manufacturing harvesters in the U.S. instead of China. Louisiana State Development Agency says the ag manufacturer is expanding an already existing Deere factory that will produce medium chassis cotton harvesters to replace the models currently built in China. A Deere spokesman says the employees at our Louisiana factory have demonstrated remarkable resiliency and commitment, describing how workers restored operations after Hurricane Ida hit last year. Another American Railroad Workers Union has voted against a contract settlement with railroads. The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen is the latest union to vote against ratifying the agreement, with 60% of its membership saying no. Over 300 trade associations covering local, state, and national level groups wrote to the White House asking for intervention to keep railroads running. The trade groups say if more unions vote no, a strike could shut down the entire rail system.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.